Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn, please, to the book of Psalms this evening? Psalm 34. He said, keep your tongue from evil. And verse 14, get this, depart from evil. Or another, what would we say instead, maybe? Bad. Leave the bad and do the good. Seek peace and pursue it. I want to talk some about this. Go to Amos, please. And Isaiah 5. Amos 5 and Isaiah 5. Isaiah 5, Amos 5. Can you find those places? Anybody know where Amos is? Can you find Amos? Amos 5 and 4. For thus says the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and you shall live. Seek me and you'll live. Verse 6. Seek the Lord, and you shall live. He says it again. Do you see that?
Yes.
Do what?
Seek the Lord
and you'll live. Now, there are some things in medicine that can help you. There are some things in nutrition that can help you. But you have to watch about seeking that instead of the Lord. About putting your faith in that to heal you instead of the Lord. I've seen many a person, many a man, many a woman miss God when they were in serious trouble by focusing on something else and seeking something else other than the Lord and saying, well, this new medicine is going to be my salvation. This new doctor is going to be my salvation. This herb, this thing is going to be it. No, there are times where the Lord could use something to help you, but you better get your eyes on Him.
Yes, sir.
Seek Him.
Yes.
Not nutrition.
Yes.
Not medicine. And if in seeking Him, He shows you something else that'll help you, okay, but that should be way down here and He's here.
That's right. Amen.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is serious. There's a lot of Christians that are no longer with us because they sought something else beside Him.
Yes, sir.
And you can tell because that's all they talk about. They don't talk about the Lord and healing in the Word. They're always talking about this other thing. And so you can see that their faith is misplaced and their focus is misdirected. Skip on down to the 14th verse. What did he say? Seek good and not bad, not evil, that you may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you as you have spoken. Verse 15, what? Hate the evil, the bad, and what?
Love
the good. Say it out loud. Hate the bad.
Hate the bad.
Love the good.
Love the good.
Seek the good.
Seek the good.
Not the bad.
Not the bad.
Seek God.
Seek God.
And live. I have seen people that were told that they were incurable and had a few days to live, do this, and still alive today, decades later. But it's time to get serious. How many remember Hezekiah when he was told to put his house in order because he was going to die? Yeah, but he didn't. He lived a long time after that. Now, without going into it, look, I mean, you can study it in the book of Isaiah and other places. But the man of God, the prophet of God came to him. The Lord told him, set your house in order because you're going to die. Somebody said, well, the Lord tells you you're going to die, then you're going to die. Well, he didn't for a long time. But what happened? The Bible said, when the man of God went out, he turned his face to the wall. And he got to praying. Amen. Who do you think he's thinking about and talking to? When I hear that phrase, turned his face to the wall, what I hear is he sees nothing but God. He's thinking about nothing but God. And he's talking to the Lord. And before the man of God could get off of his property, the Lord told him, turn around, go back, tell him I've heard your prayer. I've seen your tears. I'm going to add to your life. How long it was? 14? 15 years. A decade and a half. Did God change his mind? No. If you read that whole passage, you'll find that Hezekiah said later, the Lord was ready to heal me. The Lord does not change. Hezekiah changed. And because he changed, God could give him a different word. Oh, do you see that now? See, this is where people miss it. It was not ordained of God, predestined of God, that he die right then. He was able to change some things within himself. And since he did, it changed the length of his life. Oh, can you see this? Don't just take my word for it. Don't just think about this one thought. Go back, study Proverbs. Study Psalms. Look at these different scriptures. The Bible says in Proverbs there are certain things you can do that will add years to your life. Psalms talks about certain things you do will cut your life in half. People want to just leave it all up to the Lord, but so much of it's up to us. What we do or don't do. Seek the Lord and live. Go back to Isaiah now. The 5th chapter. Go back and read sometime Isaiah 38 carefully and you'll see some of the things I just mentioned in that story. Isaiah 5. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
You're ahead of me. Isaiah 5. The scripture says, down in about verse 19 or so, we'll skip down to verse 20. Isaiah 5:20. Woe unto them that call evil good, or they call bad good, and they call good bad or evil, and that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, and that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Woe to them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. And he goes on to talk about that they are mighty to drink and get drunk. And he talks about their lifestyle. Listen to this. They call evil good and good evil. Now this is one of the main areas of operation of the enemy. He is an evil one, a bad one. And he is wicked. Wicked means twisted. He's always trying to confuse humanity about what's good and what's bad. And we have millions on the planet right now that are calling evil good and good evil. It's a big, big problem. And you see it begin all the way back in the garden. That's what happened with Adam and Eve. That's what happened with the serpent. That's what happened with the enemy. He came. And he said, you know, did God really say that? You know, the Bible said the woman saw that the tree was good to eat for food. Well, she hadn't eaten it. Why does she think that? God told them they'd die if they ate of it. But the enemy said, no, no. You're thinking it's a bad thing. But really, it's a good thing. Because when you look at that, doesn't that look good? How could anything that looks that good be bad? And beside that, you will not really die. But when you partake of this, you're going to have knowledge of good and evil like God. And what could be bad with that? That's good. Having more knowledge, having more understanding. What's he saying? He's saying evil is good. Isn't he? Oh, he's been doing this every day since. And we have all kinds of Christians that have allowed themselves to be deceived and confused, and they are calling evil things good. And you got all the world that's unsaved and don't know God and opposed to him calling his good things evil. There's a lot of people that believe that what's happening in here tonight is evil. They do. It needs to be banned. They believe it. They're convinced of it, that this does harm to society because we're not open-minded enough. We're not open to all the other religions. We believe there's only one God and only one Savior and only one way. And that is just entirely too ignorant and narrow-minded for the world community. They believe it's evil. Of course, you can see in the news, the folks of, the other religion, they think us, Israel, and others are evil. Evil. That the world would be a lot better place if we were wiped off, if they could remove us. But we're not evil. God is good. And we're his kids. And we're good kids of a good father. Good comes from good.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me